Blog Talk Radio.
Spoken Word with Pastor Brenda Spann. It's truly, truly an honor to be here. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Well, I am excited. I have a word from the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We'll be coming from the book of Acts. I pray that you had a blessed week this week. God is doing miracles. People are being restored. People are being healed. People are giving great testimony of the works and the wonders of the works that God is doing in their lives. And I pray that you are encouraged, you know, continue to stand firm in what you believe in, because many people, the Bible declares that many people are being moved from their faith. They're being detoured from their faith. And God is looking for people that's not going to be moved. He's looking for people that's going to stand still in spite of the storm, in spite of the pain, in spite of things that may be going on in their life. God is saying, I'm looking for the person that's not going to waver. I'm not looking for the person that's going to bail out when things get hard. But I'm looking for the true worshipers. I'm looking for the saints that's going to say, for God I live and for God I die. Oh, hallelujah, bless his name. That is what God is looking for today. And I pray that you are encouraged. I pray that your faith is strengthened in the, oh, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray that you continue to be blessed by the word that I am sowing into your life weekly by the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I know you can tell that I'm excited about the word today. We'll be coming from the book of Acts. But dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I come before you, Lord, lifting you up, glorifying you, giving you honor, giving you praise. God, we love you this morning, God. We exalt your name. We love everything about you, God, because you are our first love, oh God. You called us before the foundation of this earth, oh God. And Lord, we are thankful that you allow us to wake up this morning. Lord, we glorify you. We lift you up through your word, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name. We'll be coming from the book of Acts, the 3rd and 4th chapter. Today I will be talking about Peter, John, and we'll be talking about the man, the lame man that sat at the temple gate called Beautiful. But I'm going to give you some historical fact about the book of Luke. The book of Luke was written by Luke. And Luke was a physician. Luke was a Gentile. And Luke was a companion of Paul. He traveled with Paul. And so the book of Luke is just a continuation of, the book of Acts is a continuation of a book of Luke. And the book of Luke, it talks about the, it has some account about the work and passion and the crucifixion and the miracles and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, while the book of Acts gives an account of the arrival of the Holy Spirit, the imparting of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the beginning of the Christian movement, and the account of the first martyr, which is Stephen. Also, the book of Acts gives an account of the conversion of Paul and the call to the Gentiles. I love that the book of Acts records signs, miracles, and wonders that was performed by the apostle. And so I encourage you, I always love the book of Acts. I always be encouraged by the books of Acts because we have to understand that it wasn't just signs, miracles, and wonders going on in the book of Acts, but it also was suffering. It was also persecution. It was also, you know, but we see that God was faithful to the saints. And he was faithful then. He's faithful now. He's the same God from yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so the book of the 3rd chapter of Acts, it records, it says, there was 2 disciples by the name of Peter and John. And if you look in the Gospels, you understand that that Peter and John was fishermen. Peter and John, they knew all about the fishery business. They knew how to clean the fish and how to catch the fish. They knew how to set trap. But now we see that Peter and John, they are fishers of men. Now they're no longer catching fish, but they have become fishers of men. And the Bible declares in 1 Corinthians 1:27, God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. These men were fishermen. They were a simple man. And what God is looking for obedience. He's looking for someone to just say, yes, Lord, yes. Just yes. Yes, Lord. Where you want me to go? What you want me to speak? He's looking for someone to be obedient and to say yes. So these people, these men were simple men. But because before the arrival of the Holy Spirit in the book of Acts and the day of Pentecost, we knew that Peter, he had betrayed Christ. He was a liar. He was full of pride. He was full of rage. The character of Peter demonstrated many flaws, but I love it that Jesus did not give up on Peter because Jesus saw potential and dedication in Peter. And I'm here to tell you that God has not given up on you today. And God wants a yes. He wants a yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. And so what God was saying to Peter, it's not how you begin the race, but it's how you finish the race. It's not how you begin the race, Peter, but it's how you finish the race. And I'm here to say, ain't you glad that God did not give up on you? Oh, hallelujah. I am so glad that God did not give up on me. I'm so glad, in spite of my flaws, in spite of my imperfection, in spite of my failure, in spite of me keep falling short. I am so glad that God did not give up on me. So what he saw in me, I did not see in myself. Okay, he saw something greater than what I saw in myself. I am so glad that God did not give up on me. And so the Bible says that Peter and John had went to the temple one afternoon, and as they entered the temple, there was a lame man sitting at the gate called Beautiful, begging for alms. This man was sitting at the gate, begging for alms. This man had been carried to the gate of the temple over 40 years. But Peter, he had something much more than money. He told the man, I love if you read the third and fourth chapter, Peter said he fixed his eyes on the man. And Peter, full of and empowered with the Holy Spirit, he said to the man, silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, I will give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Get up and walk. What I do have, I don't have silver and gold, but what I do have, oh, hallelujah. What I do have, I have Jesus. I have the power of the Holy Spirit. And he declared the man, he said, get up and walk. And I don't know who I'm speaking to today. You may be weak. You may be going through something. The enemy may be oppressing you. You may be depressed. You may be in some pain. You may be discouraged. But I'm telling you now, get up and walk. Get up and walk. Oh, hallelujah. And so the Bible says that it said that this man was instantly healed. That means it didn't take a year. It didn't take 5 years. It didn't take 2 months. But instantly, this man was healed. The Bible says his legs, his feet and ankle was strengthened and healed. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody needs to say, God is doing the same thing today. He is healing. He is strengthening those that are weak today. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name, God. And the Bible says, and because of this miracle, the people were astonished. When God healed you, when God delivered you, the people is going to know that it was only God that done it. Oh, hallelujah. They're going to be amazed. Oh, hallelujah. And so I love it that people would rather get, I don't love it, but I don't like when people give more credit to the doctor than they give to God. Oh, yes, they give more credit to the doctor before they give more credit to God, their savior, the one that brought them out, the one delivering them, the one that healed them. You know, and so God is saying that, you know, and this reminds me of the Hebrew children. You know, God would do all type of miracles. And I mean, they would see the miraculous power of God. They would demonstrate, you know, when God opened up the Red Sea. They seen it from their eyes, you know, but yet when they got over to the Red Sea and got over into the wilderness, they began to forget about everything that God had done for them. Okay? And so God is saying, don't forget what I have done for you. If I did it back then, he said, the new struggle, the new battle that you are enduring right now, he said, I haven't forgot about you. He said, I haven't forgot about you. He said, remember I did that thing back then? He said, if I did it then, I'll do it again. Oh, hallelujah. I would do it again. But it amazes me of people. You would think that everyone would be happy of this man's miracle. You know, we said that the man had been carried. People watch day in and day out and saw this man been carried to the temple, okay? And the rulers of the day was annoyed. They had thought that they had silenced Jesus by crucifying him, but now there is men healing and teaching about the kingdom of God. Oh, hallelujah. One thing about the gospel, people will be unbelievers. People will get annoyed. People would get frustrated. Even some babes, they would get annoyed if all you talk about is God. Okay, when you get in your car, all you listen to is God. They would get annoyed by that. okay? Because a lot of time, a lot of people don't want to be confronted with the gospel because the gospel exposed the darkness. Yeah, that's what it does. It exposed the darkness. And so a lot of people don't want their darkness exposed, okay? They don't want their darkness exposed. And so chapter 1 says, while Peter and John were speaking to the people, they were confronted by the priest, the captain of the temple guard, and some of the Sadducees. These leaders were very disturbed that Peter and John was teaching the people that through Jesus there is a resurrection of the dead. Now, we have to understand the Sadducees, they were a religious sect of that day, and they did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. And so they began to be ignored. They was a great influence upon the people. You know, and even though they were under the authority of the Roman Empire, they had unlimited power of the temple ground. And so because of the great influence, they arrested Peter and John. And they threw them in jail overnight. They threw them in jail for one night. But in spite, oh hallelujah, in spite of them being in jail, everyone that had heard their message believed. It was 5,000 men plus women and children believed the word of the Lord. And I'm here to say a small price to pay for 5,000 people. They only had to spend one night in jail. Oh, hallelujah. The next day, the councils, rulers, elders, teachers of religious law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there along with Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and other relatives of the high priest. They brought in the two disciples and the man, by what power or in whose name have you done this? Okay? And so we have to understand that whenever a person would do miracles or signs or wonders or healing or whatever, when they came in God's name, people knew that was authentic, okay? But if they came in any other person's name, in the book of Deuteronomy, it tells you they were either stoned or they did not believe them. And so in the Old Testament, when a representative or a prophet of God delivered a message, they would come in the name of God. I'm reminded of Moses said to God, who do I say, when God sent him, put Moses back into Egypt to deliver the Israelites out of the hands of Pharaoh, he asked God, he said, well, who do I say sent me? And God responded, the great I am sent you. Okay? 1 Samuel 17:45, it says that David, when slaying Goliath, he said to the Philistine, you come up against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. John 16:24, Jesus tells his disciples, until now, you have asked nothing in that name. Ask, and you will receive that your joy may be filled. Oh, hallelujah. I have to say, saints, it's something about that name Jesus. It's power in the name Jesus. Healing in the name Jesus. The demon trembles in at the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I recall whenever I would be faced against any obstacle, even in my dream, and I know many people have witnessed this, and because I have talked to many people where they can be in their dream, and all they had to do was just call on Jesus. Because when they call on Jesus, the enemy has to flee. It's something about the precious, oh hallelujah, name of Jesus. And so this man that had been forbidding to go to the temple for over 40 years, okay? This man that was forbidden to go into a place of holiness, this man that was forbidden to be accepted by the Jewish people because of this defect, now this man is giving praises and glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. This man now is giving praises and glory to God. And now this man is able to go into the place of holiness, is able to go into the place of acceptance, and is able to enter into the place where God dwells. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 6 says, and Peter took a stand filled with the Holy Spirit. He said, you want to know how he was healed. He was healed by the powerful name of Jesus Christ, the man you crucified, but God raised him up from the dead. For Jesus is the one referred to this in the scripture where he says, the stone that you builders rejected, the stone that you builders, in other words, the stone, which is Jesus, that your Jewish people rejected, now has become the chief cornerstone, now has become the foundation, now has become the savior of the world, the Messiah. Okay? And so he says, Peter was bold and had confidence in the saving Christ. Now he's bold. He's no more timid. He's no more scared. He's not denying Christ. You know, now he's standing firm. He's bold as a lion. Oh, hallelujah. Proverbs 28:1 says, the righteous are bold as a lion. Oh, hallelujah. Are you bold? Are you bold today to speak the word of God? When God tell you to speak, when God tell you to go, are you bold? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, bless his name. And then Peter declared, there is salvation and no else. God has given no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. There is no other name under heaven that no man can be saved. No other name, which is Jesus. The only name that you can be saved under heaven is Jesus. It's Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man goes unto the Father unless they go through Christ. Christ, God has made him head, oh, hallelujah, of the church. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, God has made him the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Yes, there is no other name that man can. Many people may feel that there's many other ways that you can get to God, but I'm here to tell you there's only one way. There's only one way. Oh, hallelujah. I just sort of got a thought when I started thinking about the one-way street. There's only one way. There's only one way to get to Christ. And so the member of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter. The member of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John. They realized that they was ordinary men of no training. And I love it that these men didn't have no AA, they didn't have no master's degree, they didn't have no doctorate. These men were just ordinary men. They were fishermen. But Jesus taught them how to be a fisherman, a fisher. Jesus taught them how to be a fisher of men. They traveled with Jesus. 3 years, they traveled with Jesus. They ate with Jesus. They watched him how he intermingled with the people. They saw how God had compassion on the people. He met people at their need. He met people where they were. And so they was in training. I don't think they really understood. They was in training. Jesus was training them how to be fishers of men, how to deal with society, how to deal with people. Especially, they were there when the leaders and the officials, they came up against Jesus. They was there. They was there. They saw all this. And so they was in training. They was in a 3-year training program with God. And so Jesus taught the disciples. The council realized they had been with Jesus. And that they realized the way these men had boldness and had the way they was talking, that they had been with Jesus. And when I understand, when you are spending time with Jesus, people will recognize that there is something different about you. It's something different when you talk. It's different how you walk. If you're not so quick to be angry, you're not so quick to speak. And so something different will be different about you. I recall when I was in prison, and that's when the Lord got my attention, because, I mean, I'm pretty sure I looked throughout my life that many times he was trying to get my attention, but I had so many distractions. And so when I was in prison, and I realized who God was, and I began to start calling on him, and he began to reveal himself to me, and he began to, I began to start reading my word and looking at a lot of, like, Christian TV, going to church, and as God was revealing himself to me, I did less than a year in prison, and as God began to reveal himself to me, I began to start asking the Lord to forgive me for this, and remember asking, start asking people to forgive me for what I had hurt them. And when I went to jail, I was a lesbian. So I went to jail. I had a little bald head. I had, you know, I wore men clothes. And so when I left prison, I refused to come out of prison the way I went in. Oh yes, that this is a message for someone. I refused to come out of prison the same way I went in. And so when I came out of prison, I caught the bus downtown and I bought women clothes. And it wasn't about the clothes, but it was about my whole conduct of my belief and whatever I stood for. I stood for Jesus. And so people knew that I had been spending time with God the way I looked, my outward appearance, and in my inner appearance, my inner man. My inner man spoke aloud. Okay, I was baptized with the Holy Spirit. Okay, and so people, when you spend time with God, you don't have to tell anybody you have changed, or you don't have to tell anyone that you are a Christian. People will recognize when you have been spending time with God. Oh, hallelujah! People will recognize that when you are spending time with God, something different will be about you. Something different will be. And every year we should reflect on ourselves and see, have any fruit grown in the last year? Okay? And so we need to do some checking our fruit. We need to check our fruit, you know, because one thing about when God told disciples, he said, go and bear fruit that your fruit may remain. Well, we as saints should be producing fruit every day. Or if God revealing his word to you, you know, telling God to cut off that bad seed that was sown, you know, and manifest fruit in my life. And that's what I was asking the Lord. I said, Lord, I want you to do a washing in my soul. Just wash my soul. Wash my soul. Wash my mind. God, I want to wash you today. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, he want to wash you. Like, and so people knew that they had been spending time alone with Jesus. And so it says that they could not deny the miracles of the healing. The man that was healed was standing right there. He was standing right there in the temple. And so it says, so they warned them not to speak nor teach in Jesus' name. But Peter and John said, we rather obey God than men. We rather obey God than men. You know, they took a stand. And I'm reminded of Daniel when he was thrown into the lion's den. He refused to bow down to Darius. You know, he refused to bow down, okay? And because he took a stand, God delivered him. But, you know, I love it that Daniel, you know, he in his mind said, you know what, if I go into the lion's den and I be consumed, well, you know what? I'm still not going to compromise my faith. I still serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so and I was asking my children the other day, how many people would get so fearful and so scared that they would denounce their faith? Say, oh, no. I'll bow down to you. I'll bow down. I'll do this and deny Christ. You know, but no, Daniel, he's still firm. And so the disciples say, you know, regardless of the persecution, that we may endure. They said, we rather obey God than obey man. And in the fourth chapter, you read, it says that they did not do what the leaders told them to do. And because of that, they was whipped, they was flogged. And the Bible said when they was released, they praised God because they counted it joy that they was able to partake in the suffering of Christ. Oh my goodness. We're talking about some men being on fire for God. When they got flogged, when they got beating and they got released, they began to praise and have joy in Christ, and they counted it joy that they was able to partake in the suffering with Christ. Can you say that today? Oh, hallelujah. Can you say that today? In other words, they were saying that we can't stop telling everything that we have seen and heard. They've seen Christ for their eyes. They've seen him rose from the dead. They said, we cannot stop telling. I'm reminded of Jeremiah when he said that the word of God is like fire shut up in my bones. Otherwise, I can't help but to speak it, and I have to tell it. Oh, hallelujah. And I can't stop following that, and I have to live it. Okay? And verse 23 says, as soon as they freed Peter and John, returned to the other believers and told them what the leading priests and elders had said. And when they heard the report, all the believers lifted their voice together in prayer to God. O sovereign Lord, creator of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, you spoke long ago by the Holy Spirit through our ancestor David, your servant, saying, they began to start praying for protection and boldness to preach the gospel. They said in their prayer to God, stretch out your hand with healing power. They're telling God this. May your miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. And the Bible said, after this prayer, the meeting shook. There was a shaking going on in the place. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, this was not the baptism of the Holy Spirit like the day of Pentecost, but this was a refilling of the Spirit to equip the saints for the work they were assigned to do. Do you need a refilling today? Do you need to be refilled with the Holy Spirit? If you need a refilling with the Holy Spirit, begin to start asking God, Lord, I need a refilling. Lord, I need you to refill me. I need you to replenish me. Oh, Lord, I need a refilling of your Spirit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. They needed a refilling because of the work that they was assigned to do. We need a refilling every time we go out or whatever time we speak. Lord, refill me because we want you, Lord, to speak through us. Oh, hallelujah. We go through so much. We are, we are worn out throughout the day, and we need a refilling. Lord, I ask that you refill your people today in the mighty name of Jesus. And because of that, the Bible says they preach the word of God. They preached the word of God with boldness, and the church was added. And the believers were united in heart and mind. And they felt what was their own, and they felt that what they owned was not their own. So they shared everything they had. The apostle testified powerfully to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's great blessing was upon them all. There were no needy people among them, because those who owned land or houses would sell them and bring the money to the apostles and give to those that were in need. Oh, hallelujah. Are you blessing those that are in need today? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name. Lord, I just thank you for this word. I pray that you was blessed. I thank you that you have tuned in with Pastor Brenda Spann, the spoken word. And I pray that you have a blessed week in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah. I want to be like Paul. Hey.
I just want to serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just want to serve you.
I'm going to serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything I can.
Forever, I'm going to need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill its purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before when it went on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is one who can lead you to freedom will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations, I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap when we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I've wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I just wanna serve you.
Father, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you, 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 I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children.
Yeah.
It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of
my life,
I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Man on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change your life consciously. If you really love him, follow me, cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thankful. God saved me. High off your own drugs and wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.